know you're in there, human. Open this door. I can make things a lot easier for you. I'm giving you until the count of three before I break this door down. One, two, three.
You really fucked up, human. Aw, you're sweating. Lucky for you, I can tell that you're clearly panicked before you find your hiding place. Not that it matters. Your soldiers couldn't stop us. And now we have this whole area under our control. No one will stop me from tearing this place up until I found you. And even if you'd have gotten past me, another warrior would have claimed you. There are hunting ground now, and you're nothing but a deer. Your breathing just got quicker. I can hear better than you can, which is just another reason why you should spare me the trouble and just reveal yourself. Oh, the thought of what I'm going to do to you causes my natural instinct to break through the hardened warrior part of me. First, I'm going to pull you from your hiding spot and take a long look at you. You'll probably struggle, but my grip will just harden until you know it's hopeless and you just stop and look at me with fear in your eyes. I wonder how long you'll struggle. Will you stop immediately? Or will you wait until you're covered in cuts and bruises? Your breathing just became fast and muffled. Are you afraid? I suppose it would be cruel of me to let you suffer silently. Did you think I didn't know where you were? Toying with our prey is natural. We love the look of a boy who is resisting the urge to scream. Were you the dominant sex in this village? It's hard to tell because we encountered both males and females who fought against us in vain. Maybe it was a choice to be dominant or submissive here. Not that it matters anymore. Hello there, prey. Nope, you're not getting away. There, just like I said, you're trapped in my grip. Look up at me, prey. I said look up. Oh, those tears. This is not how I expected this to go. I figured you would scream, but you seem petrified. Poor thing. I guess I can drop the act and swear alone. I'm not going to hurt you. It's just that in our tribe, we believe we must keep up this ferocious person here. It works with our belief systems of humans. We're only made to be violated and devoured by monsters. Shh, shh, shh. No, no, no. Not that kind of devour. I'm not going to eat you. When a monster mates with a human, they take some spirit energy. Not enough to hurt them, just enough to keep us sated. You might feel sleepy afterwards, but I suppose that's fine since you won't have to experience me with other girls. I just hope that this wasn't a village that spouted anti-monster propaganda. The battle lasted longer than we expected. You must have been hiding for most of it. Why weren't you fighting with the other humans? You weren't good enough for them. Well, you're good enough for me. In a way, I guess I'm glad you weren't fighting. We never kill anyone, but if we choose a mate out there, we can't show our true feelings. Oh, damn it. Don't think any less of me. For what I'm about to do. When you wake up, I'll make it up to you, I promise. That's so good. I make it feel good. Rape, I suppose. How can it be rape if you're mine? I own you. Oh, not much fun by our standards, but we'll work on that later. Let's see how sensitive you are. Shudder when I gently drag my claw over your torso. I love those cute whimpers and I work my way around your body. What about your ears? What was that? Moan. Is it because I gently press my fluffy hand on your cock and lean in and close to you? How does my fur feel, human? Just as good as my skin. Or better. Whimper for me. That's it. Good boy. Oh, you're so hard. Do you want me to move my hand? Must be uncomfortable, but you're tough, Robin. Let's see what I'm working with. Oh, that's a lot of pre-cum. That look in your eyes. I didn't tell you about my tongue. Like a feline, but developed to be the perfect mixture of rough and smooth so that I can drive any man insane. So good. Oh, I want to suck all the cum you have. But I won't. I need the sin inside me. Oh, how does it feel to be inside of an Oceloma? I only just put you in and your eyes are already rolling back in your head. I'm going to start moving now. Oh. What? Oh. Did you expect some slow start? I'm a warrior, jaguar girl, who can top up things three times my sign. Oh. I can go so fast that the only thing you'll be able to do is moan, scream, and come again. Oh, I can see your hands twitching. Oh, do you want to touch me? Oh, how about this? Yeah, let me wrap my arms around you. Oh, your bucking is shaking. Are you close? Alright, let's come together. Oh. Fuck. That's it. Oh, it keeps coming inside me. I'll give it all to me. Goodbye. Goodbye. Human. Oh, just in my arms, you're such a good boy. Are you tired? That's all right. When you wake up, we'll be home and I can kiss you and hug you and love you without having to worry about keeping up that persona. I might have to share you with some of my sisters, but I'll stay with you and in the end lie down with you like this. Will you be my prayer? Good boy. Very, very good boy. That's it, just sleep. I love you.